Thank you, Pastor. I really appreciate that. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning. Well, we're few in number, but the Holy Spirit and God is here with the angels. So very excited to be here. I bring you greetings from Pastor Sean and Jean Boonstra from headquarters in Loveland, Colorado, and all the team members there as well. We have been working hard to bring the gospel, the everlasting gospel, to the world, including Canada. And as we know, our country is great, very secular-minded, and so we are trying our best to help hasten the coming. There's a quote that I'm going to read to you from Ellen White after, that she actually talks about hastening the coming of our Lord by us finishing the work. And she said, had we have done our work, he would have come already. So this is something that we have to keep in mind while we're doing ministry. My name is Christine Wollman, as I was introduced, and I am the donor relations coordinator and representative for Voice of Prophecy in Canada. I want to start off with a powerful song that normally I don't have a hard time with. But you know, when we're in ministry doing the work of the Lord, sometimes things get a little off kilter. And I've been traveling for 48 hours straight without sleep. I had about 8 hours sleep last night, but it wasn't enough. And so I have no idea what is going to come out of my mouth. So you will forgive me if I can't continue. I will say the words and not sing, but I'm going to try this song. Is that okay with you, brethren? Well, I was trying to figure out, should I go up? Should I go down? And I said, God, you are with me. In our weakness, he is strong. And this is another miracle that he does this every single time. And I had a hard time not crying because I thought, you know, this can't be done. But in the name of the Lord, when we come, he will bless us and he shows up with his power. And I just thank God for that. I want to talk a little bit about Voice of Prophecy and its history. Anybody heard of HMS Richards Sr.? Oh, most of us here has, yes. What a wonderful man of God he was. Even growing up, he grew up in Loveland, Colorado. Did you know that? This is where we are right now. Our headquarters is in Loveland, Colorado. That's where he grew up, and he started the ministry in a little garage almost 100 years ago. It's the oldest ministry that we have in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and today it's thriving, and I'm happy to report to you, brethren, that it is not just a radio ministry, but a multi-media ministry. Now, not to take away from a radio ministry, because back then, that was the thing. Radio was the media that we had in those days. So he was way ahead of his time. I want to praise God for his vision and his insight and what he did for not just the church, but for what he's done for people all over the world. I hear wonderful stories, and I'm sure some of you could talk about the stories that he had, that you've had, or that you've heard in your life about how people met the Lord, how people made a decision for Jesus Christ because of this radio ministry. I also want to share that some years ago, about over 5 years ago, Pastor Sean Boonstra was asked to take over the ministry. It was actually dying, and it was on the verge of being no more. Pastor Boonstra took on this huge task of building back the ministry, and I'm happy to report that today it's thriving, alive and well. And there are so many programs that have come out of Voice of Prophecy. We work tirelessly to make sure that you have tools and that the world, that Canada has tools that can help us hasten the everlasting gospel. I want to share a story with you right now of one such individual, an amazing story of a drug addict turned preacher. Listen to this. So let me just fill in the blanks. This man grew up in a not so privileged home. He had no father. His mother was struggling. He grew up with gangs. Those people were his family. And he started with just doing marijuana, and then he ended up being a drug addict and on cocaine, but also selling the products. Somebody told him about the Lord, and that person made a difference in his life. And he started attending church through Voice of Prophecy. He came into the church through Voice of Prophecy. Not only did he give his heart to the Lord, he became a preacher and started telling people about the good news of salvation. And now he has a church in the United States, and he's doing wonderful things for people who are less privileged and less fortunate than he was. And what a beautiful testimony this is. I mean, you can see there are scenes of him in the, you know, the neighborhood that he grew up in. And just a wonderful, wonderful story. You can see this story online at VOP.com. So if you're interested, go online, and please feel free to watch that. But maybe we can try and see if the Point Pleasant video will run now. That's another story about what one church who was just about dying, was resurrected. The preacher there was D.W. and made such a difference in that community's life. Let's see if that one works better than this one. Hopefully it will.
It's so open, friendly. Everybody's very cordial and greeting.
There was lots of hugs for everybody, lots of encouragement.
When you were a kid, you had to worry about falling asleep in church. I guarantee you, you come to our church, you won't fall asleep. It's just awesome.
My name is Pastor D.W. West of the Point Pleasant Seventh-day Adventist Church in West Virginia. A year ago, we had zero people attending this church, and now we actually have 40 people on the roll with 20 people attending. They began planting this church sometime in the early 80s. The church thrived, it did really well, and then for the last 10 years, the attendance went from probably 40 or 50 down to 10. And then this last 10 years, it was like 4 people. And then finally, they closed the church in 2018. A year and a half ago, I started as a student youth pastor. I was also working as a physical education teacher and the music director.
When DW was called to Point Pleasant, I was a little apprehensive, but I knew that God called him here, and he called me here as well.
They gave me the keys to go check it out, and then September the 11th, we began planting this church. So when my wife and I first showed up here, there was mold everywhere. But I was like a kid. I was like, I have a church. I have a church building. I'm a church planter. They want me to be this church planter, and I'm a step ahead. I have a building. I can start an online church right now. You know, I was so excited. And she's like, there's so much mold everywhere. We got to clean this mold up. I mean, it was all over the pews, everywhere.
So we went through and wiped everything clean, used a lot of bleach, and made it so that we could invite old members back and also to go out and to find new people to bring in.
So the very first thing I started to do was I started online church. I started Facebook ads, and I immediately went to Voice of Prophecy, seeked out the Discover Bible School online and the one that's in person so I could see if there was any interest in the area.
The Bible studies, indeed, they've been powerful and moving. D.W., the way he presents them up there on PowerPoints and stuff and the slides, they're very easy to follow. You know, but he does welcome you to open your Bible, of course. That's the key.
The way the Bible studies are written are so easy to understand, and they hold your interest. You can't wait to turn the page and see what's happening on the next page.
People are receptive to that right now. There's so much stuff going on, you can't help but ask. Why? And the Bible's full of the answers.
One of the things that helped us baptize two people was Final Empire. We had two baptisms, and we had a lot of people who weren't coming to the church come back to the church. And that's what began to grow the church even more.
Praise the Lord!
And then the next thing you know, we had a church service, and they all started attending, and then their family started attending. And then that 21-year young man it showed up on the front doorstep, and he was drinking. I invited him into the church, and then his dad started to come to the church. And then we had more Bible studies, and those people came to the church. And then we had transfers into the church. We relied on prayer, the Bible, evangelism, and outreach. By going out into the community and helping others, giving people rides, helping them get jobs, helping them get into college, helping them get their GEDs.
Some people don't have family. They don't have anyone to talk to. Going out and meeting people, that's what matters, is getting to know the person, their heart, and how you can help them any way that you can.
There is a parallel in my personal life and a parallel that goes into this church, because this church was broken and battered. And when I went back to the Parkersburg Church, I was broken. I just kind of just fell away from it, and I pursued a musical career. Worst part of my life was the drug dealing that was going on when I lived up in Columbus and the things that happened in my life before that. You know, I would always get invited to churches, but I wouldn't go because they were Sunday churches. Nobody ever invited me to an Adventist church until 2018. It took that long. Finally, I got a call from a friend who I went to the Adventist school with. I came back for 10 days of prayer and rejoined the church. And I thought God was just going to have me play music in the church, but quickly I realized the call was never different than it was from when I was a kid. I was called to be a pastor.
I had given my life back to God, and I wasn't going to turn back to the cocaine. I wasn't going to turn back to my sinful ways.
You know, a lot of people are gung-ho for the world and sports, but D.W. is gung-ho for Jesus Christ and to win souls for Christ. And I see this church growing.
We have people from all over the world that watch our little church right here. Just tickles me to death. He's got a group of people in Africa he talks to every Sunday.
Being active with online ministry is why they found me. Well, it started with 5. Then it was 15 studying. Then 35 studying. But then when I preach, it's anywhere from 35 to 60 people. And he said, wait till church is actually open back up. There'll be 100. I'm like, what is going on? I have a church in Point Pleasant. I'm the youth pastor of a church in Parkersburg, and I'm basically the pastor of a Baptist church in Uganda that's following Seventh-day Adventist doctrine now.
My dream for this church in the future is that it's going to grow, because it's obviously swelling to bursting.
This church right here has the potential to have as many members in it.
So I kind of see it as like a little tiny seed that just sprouted, but I see it as a giant sunflower. And I think it's going to grow, and it's not going to be by anyone else but God.
God is performing miracles here at the Point Pleasant community and this church. So we just want to praise God for that.
I hope that was a heartwarming story for you. God is moving in a powerful way. This is just one story of how one person is making a difference in an entire community. And I will just say that they are not the only church that is practicing and preaching Adventism in a non-Adventist church. I mean, who ever heard or thought that the Adventist message would be preached in a Baptist church? I mean, they are so hardcore, those people. So we want to thank God for what's going on there. Now, you're probably wondering, well, what about Canada? What do we have going on here? I can tell you that we have a strong Native Ministries program. Also, the Arctic project that we have going in Iqaluit, God is blessing. We are translating, or actually we have already finished translating, the Bible study lessons. So we have three Bible studies, major Bible studies that we have right now, and they have the Love, Hope, and Security one has just been revised just a couple years ago, and that is our general basic message, Bible-based message in study form. And then we have the Native Ministries, which we're using as well. And then we have Prophecy Comes to Life. This Native Ministry one is now in the language, Inuktitut language. And it was a very, very challenging project because a lot of the words, including Jesus Christ, Savior, certain words, they don't even have those words in that language. So we worked very closely with a very, very good translator to have these translated for those people. And that's truly an unreached population, and truly to the ends of the earth we're going with the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. So the Discover Bible School is a local church based Bible study outreach ministry. We can use any of these series, study anytime online by mail or in person, whether it's one-on-one or in small groups. So the online program is excellent. You don't have to have an answer key or a sheet. Everything is done for you for that individual online. And once you do the little quiz at the end, it automatically will correct that quiz for you. And when I started with Voice of Prophecy, I thought, you know, Lord, I have never even given one Bible study in my life. And I prayed about it, and now I have 6 Bible students. Most of my students are online. I have 2 that I'm just doing with our paper Bible study guides, but it's a blessing to me. The enrichment that you get from just sharing that message I can't describe it. You really have to do it yourself and try it yourself to see what I'm talking about. But it's really a blessing, and I thought it was a daunting task that I couldn't do. But if I can do it, you can do it too. So I just wanted to share that with you. Also, if you're wondering, at the end, if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer it. I do have, thanks to Pastor Dave, that's sitting in the back. He truly is doing everything, I can say, because I'm phoning him and telling him, you know, I can't be here at this time. I can be here at that time, and he's adjusting for me. I saw him bringing these big boxes, and I thought, oh, we're somebody to help him. He's bringing the boxes, setting it up for me. And Pastor Dave, I just want to thank you for just making me feel at home at this camp. I hadn't had a meal all day yesterday. He said, just come in and help yourself. I brought a friend with me. Are you there, Susanna? No. I have a friend. She's actually one of my Bible students. She's goes to the Catholic Church, and I'm studying with her, and she said, Christine, I'd like to come with you. And so she's here with me. You'll see her around somewhere. So I just want to thank Pastor Dave very much for all of that you're doing so that I can get this information out to the people here. So there is an information table set up with Pastor Dave's help. I had that set up. And there's all kinds of information. Not only is there information, but there are little goodies for you. And you're probably wondering, well, Why would Voice of Prophecy spend money on stuff to give to people for free? Because every single piece of information that we have says something about the love of Jesus, and it can, someone can just look at it and say, well, you know, what's Voice of Prophecy? And they can go online and find out exactly what we're all about. So there are little notepads. There's Discover Mountain DVD. This one is called Talia's Prayer. And I see we have some kids in the back. If you come and see me, I'll give you a whole bunch of treats. Just come and see me inside the cafeteria auditorium area. And so we have these little goodies here that you can use. They're practical, and they're also evangelistic in nature. We've got also for Discovery Mountain, we have little bookmarks so you can share with people, and you can use it, encourages people to read, and it's an excellent program. So Discovery Mountain is a Bible-based audio adventure for kids, and there's new content every week. So with Discovery Mountains, one of the things Voice of Prophecy decided to do is not just have another video. It's an audio series so that kids can use their imagination, and also it helps them to grow their faith or exercise their faith. It's wonderful to listen to. I'm actually a big kid because I love listening to those stories with all the different sound effects and everything. It's quite a good series, and I would encourage you to go to www.vop.com. We do have a Canadian site, but we're still working on the donor side of things, but you can go and see what's happening and also find out more information about our Iqaluit project for the Innu people. We're also building a community center there so that we can teach people about cooking, healthy living, as well as a church center, a place that they can come and feel at home, feel welcome, and feel God's love in their lives. The other projects that's new that we have is Authentic. I have a little glow track that we have that you can share with people. Authentic is our flagship television and radio program, and it explores Bible answers to life's biggest questions. And Sean, he is so engaging. He makes it relaxed, and he comes across, you know, so down to earth. He doesn't just come across. He is down to earth. I know. He's my boss. And I can tell you that he is just a wonderful individual who loves the Lord and is trying to share that information with people all over the world. We have Bridge Events, and I'm going to show you a trailer later, but what that is these are short evangelistic series to bring community members to your church, and it whets their appetites so that Bible truths can be shared with them, and then they would be encouraged to do Bible lessons, or they would want to come back and find out more about that Bridge event. I talked a little bit about humanitarian projects in the north, but we also have a project in brothels in India where we rescue girls from human trafficking. And that is a hard, hard subject there. And we actually have stories about that. I don't have a video today, but maybe next time, when I come, God willing, I'll be able to share that with you. And of course, our major 6-week evangelistic series, Discovering Revelation, where we have the full gospel message that we run for 6 weeks somewhere in the world. This particular year, not this year, pardon me, but next year, April, spring of 2023, we will be doing Discovering Revelation in the city of Calgary, Alberta. And so that is a very exciting project that we have coming up. Also, I wanted to share with you this Discover Bible Package information. So if you're interested in Bible studies or if you want to share this with your church family, it's everything is in here that you need to know about giving a Bible study. So I want to encourage you, if you're interested, pick it up. It's not as bad as you may think, giving a Bible study. It's actually a real blessing. So I just wanted to share that with you. Could you just run the Serpentine Prophecy trailer? Before you run it, I want to say that I have seen it, Serpentine Prophecy. It talks about, Pastor Sean Boonstra talks about the occult and spiritualism. He actually videotaped this in a haunted, quote-unquote, hotel room. And that's where he hosts the program for 4 nights. And I can tell you, he is very clear about the state of the dead. And once you see that, once you take in those series, it's very enlightening for people who think, oh, their loved one is in heaven right now looking down on us. And it just shows how the Christian churches today are so wrong. They're so steeped in spiritualism. He's going to be running the second set of series October 31st, which is Halloween. And so if people are interested in going to some kind of gathering, you say, hey, we've got an event, come on down, and it piques their interest. So I'm going to let you run that clip and see what you think.
An ancient lie. A disturbing thread tying the present to the past. Whispers from age-old tombs. Things that move behind the shadows. Are there dark influences? Unspoken forces that have been quietly driving us from the dawn of civilization. Where are they trying to take us? The Serpentine Prophecy, the story you weren't supposed to hear.
We are very blessed at Voice of Prophecy because these trailers are Hollywood quality for a fraction of the price. So God has been really blessing and helping us to get this message out. It's important to have these trailers because when somebody goes online and sees this, don't you think it's very captivating? If you saw this, wouldn't you want to come out and see what it was all about? Yes? Yeah, I would. I think it's very, very exciting. One of the things that I didn't mention, and I'm going to mention it now, how many of you know that we have sponsorships or a donor-related program once, 4 times a year in a location in the U.S.? Did anybody know about that? Okay, so I'll just briefly mention the reason why we don't have it in Canada yet is because we're still trying to build up the ministry within Canada. But anybody who gives a certain amount of money, I believe it's $1,200 a year, and you don't have to give it all at once, you can give it in pieces, you're invited to a one-day seminar where you get fed, not just physically but spiritually, and you get reports about what's happening with the ministry. Pastor Sean Boonstra and his lovely wife Jean will be there. Myself and all the team will be there. So there will be sermons, songs, and just all kinds of reports telling you inspiring stories of what Voice of Prophecy is doing. If you go online, www.vop.com, you will find the sponsorships advertised there. Now, you can go down, to one of these locations. And when you donate, you can donate for Canada, and then you will get a tax receipt. I know there have been problems in the past before Pastor Boonstra took over that some of the donors were not getting receipts. It's because we didn't have proper leadership in place. But now if you do give a donation, you will get a tax receipt. Is that clear? Does anyone have any questions about that? Okay. Pardon me? That's the other thing. Thank you. That's a wonderful, wonderful question. So because Pastor Boonstra is Canadian, he has said that $1,200 Canadian will be, it will be the same as if you gave $1,200 U.S. So actually the U.S. citizens are paying more. So it's $1,200 Canadian that you pay, and you'll be able to go down to one of these events. And it's well worth it. So I just wanted to share that with you. Before I let you go, I want to read something from The Desire of Ages, pages 557 and 558. Listen to this. It's very, very interesting what Ellen White says. How was it in Noah's day? God saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and every imagination of thought of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6:5. The inhabitants of the antediluvian world turned from Jehovah, refused to do his holy will. They followed their own unholy imagination and perverted ideas. It was because of their wickedness that they were destroyed. And today, the world is doing the same. Can we see that in today's world? Absolutely. I mean, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, we thought that the world was wicked. But today, with all the human trafficking, with all the coercion going on, forcing people to do things that they don't want to do, we can see that wickedness is abounding and that Satan is truly like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. They are truly unholy. It was because of their wickedness that they were destroyed. The transgressors of God's law are fulfilling the earth, are filling the earth, pardon me, with wickedness. They're betting, they're horse racing, they're gambling, they're dissipation, their lustful practices, their untamable passions are fast filling the world with violence. In the prophecy of Jerusalem's destruction, Jesus said, "Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Do we see that all around us? The love of many waxing cold. "But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved." And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. This prophecy will again be fulfilled. The unbounding iniquity of that day finds its counterpart in this generation. So with the prediction in regard to preaching the gospel before the fall of Jerusalem, Paul's writing by the Holy Spirit declared that the gospel was to be preached to every creature which is under heaven. So now, before the coming of the Son of Man, the everlasting gospel is to be preached to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. And that's one of the reasons why Voice of Prophecy decided that we needed to go up to the Arctic to get the Bible studies translated into the Inuktitut language. God hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Christ tells us, when that day shall be ushered in, he does not say that the world will be converted, but that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Listen to this part, because this is what I want to stress. By giving the gospel to the world, it is within our power to hasten the work of our Lord's to hasten our Lord's return. I'm going to repeat that again. By giving the gospel to the world, it is within our power to hasten our Lord's return. We are not only to look for, but to hasten the coming of the day of our Lord. Had the Church of Christ done her appointed work as the Lord ordained, the whole world would before this time have been warned, and the Lord would have come to this earth in glory and power. Brethren, what are we doing? What are we doing to finish this work? Each one can reach one person for Christ. People need the Lord. We need to get this word out so that we can finish this work, hasten this work, so that our Lord can come. What do you say? Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to partner with you to spread this everlasting gospel. You have told us that if we spread it, we can hasten your coming. Please, Lord, help us not to take it lightly. I pray for every single person in this auditorium, every single person on this campground, your people around the world. I pray for our leaders, our pastors, and each lay person here. Dear God, help us, fill us with your Spirit. Help us to realize that people need the Lord. And help us to spread this everlasting gospel. Lord Jesus, we want you to come soon and take us away from this place. We want to be in that earth made new. But we don't want to go alone, dear God. We want people to know about you. So please help us to spread your gospel. Help us to do our work. Be with us today, Lord. May this campground be an inspiration for us to go into the world and say to each one, Jesus loves you. You need the Lord. And Lord, when you come in the clouds of glory, may we be ready to meet you with those also that we have witnessed to. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you at our information table. I have lots of things that I can share with you, practical, and also for spreading the everlasting gospel. God bless you, and thank you.